Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Anytime that I'm in the mood to talk the business of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, I have to at least reach out to the former governor, Tom Corbett. And Governor, thank you so much. $218 million investment, 72 Steel, Ohio River, that bank that once was the home of J&L Steel, property owned by a mutual friend, Chuck Betters, obviously his son, that whole crew. They really rolled out the red carpet, big celebration, and this is big news, is it not? Good evening.
Well, it's tremendous news for the Beaver Valley, for Western Pennsylvania, and for Pennsylvania and the tri-state area as a whole. I think it follows up on what happened downriver a little bit with the cracker facility being built. It brought attention back to this region with the workers that we have in this region and the history that we have. And I'm looking forward to watching that being constructed now.
I have coming up, I just confirmed moments ago, the Republican who is in the Allegheny County Chief Executive's race, Sarah Inamorato. They'll be squaring off in the fall general election. He is Joe Rocky. And I believe at this point, anyway, the way I see it, he would be really good for the region. And what happens in Beaver County is very important to Allegheny County, right?
Oh, absolutely. And what happens in Allegheny County is important to Beaver County and the whole Southwest. That's why this executive race is a very important race. Some would say that it's the third most important position in the state of Pennsylvania, called from the governor's office, the mayor of Philadelphia, and the county executive. I kind of think the attorney general has a little role in there, too, but I'm prejudiced when it comes to that.
I get it.
But, you know, it is a role that requires somebody to have an understanding, a good understanding of business, developing business, of budgets, balancing budgets, and of meeting the needs of clients and meeting the needs of the people of southwestern Pennsylvania.
Former Governor Tom Corbett talking about the steel mill that should be done by 2025. It will employ about 300 million people in nearby Aliquippa. The operation would include an electric arc furnace, a steelmaking technology with lower carbon intensity than traditional methods to melt scrap steel and produce 500,000 tons of rebar or reinforcement steel annually for a variety of industries. So when you look at the big picture, what do you see happening here long term with this, Governor?
Well, I see one of the reasons I came here is the same reason that Shell came. It's our location. You have rivers available. You have trains available, interstate highways available, a workforce available, international airport available. And we are primed for that. And I think that this is just another building block of rebuilding the economy of Western Pennsylvania and of Pennsylvania.
Look, I've known Chuck a long time, as you have, and his son. And look, he has done tremendous in his business career. He is an amazing entrepreneur. But he's really doing this, and I can tell you firsthand, for the future. Now, we were driving down Franklin Avenue in Aliquippa one day, and we were at a stop sign, and I said, what's the future hold? He says, you got to find something for them, meaning the high school students come off the hill in Aliquippa and have a place to go and work. It's that generational wealth type of paycheck. And to me, this is exactly what generational wealth paychecks are all about, something that will be around for decades, right?
Well, absolutely. They're going to be able to work over in the – and I keep going back to Shell, but they're going to be able to go work over in Shell just with the rest of the region. But now this gives them something that they could literally walk down the hill like their grandparents did and great-grandparents did to go to the mill and provide a product that will be used probably all around the world, at least around the United States.
Listen, and I'm not telling anybody what to do, but when I look at this Allegheny County Chief Executive's race, and it is early and I have a lot of homework to do, but, you know, I know the progressives in this wave and what's happening. It's good, but this green deal that everybody talks about is not going to generate money, as in green, cold, hard cash. And right now, we need to be doing more things in manufacturing like this. And to some of the critics, and obviously the $10 million that Shell had to recently cough up because of some violations, they need to understand, because you were with them from the very beginning, they have spent billions to do this thing right, and they will do it right if given a chance, right?
Absolutely. The mistakes are going to be made, especially in startups. Something happens. People have to learn their job. Unfortunately, they had to pay a $10 million fine. Well, and they paid it. You didn't hear any squawking or complaining about it. They stepped up to the table just like they stepped up to the table in the entire construction process. But I agree with you. People have to understand that if they want to live in Western Pennsylvania, they have to have jobs. If they want to grow and have their families grow in Western Pennsylvania, they have to have jobs. And that means good family-sustaining jobs in all different types of workplaces, with the labor, with academia, professional jobs. You have to make the area attractive to it. And from what I see with the progressive right now, in the areas where they have taken over, they haven't made it attractive to stay in those cities.
You know, I know one thing. The future is bright when it comes to manufacturing. And I really believe something that we talked about years ago, the feeder stocks, meaning those companies that would come in, plastic plants and more, once Shell got going. And maybe if things can be just left alone and let them get up and running, maybe others like British Petroleum and Exxon and others may consider the tri-state for more of these petrochemical plants. But this steel mill could be the first of many, could it not?
Sure. I mean, the steel industry came here first because of, again, location, the rivers, the natural resources that were necessary. Keep in mind, I would imagine the natural gas will be powering that plant, at least the furnaces and everything. Other people are going to be looking at that again and saying, you know what, we're bringing everything back on shore. Why not Western Pennsylvania? Why not where everything is? When it comes to transportation of products afterwards, we're centrally located, even though we're not in the center of the country, to get to markets. I think it's like 75% of the markets of the United States in a long day's drive, a 12-hour, 15-hour day drive. That's important for manufacturing. You manufacture it, you produce it here, and then you send it to Florida, or you send it to New York State, or you send it over to Minnesota.
You know, the thing that I love about Mr. Betters, he's a visionary. And when he decided to clean up that brownfield that was J&L and put a lot of sweat equity into it and finally got it pristine enough to start putting businesses down there, it's almost like the stars are aligned. I mean, there's not a better place. And they really got a good opportunity, this 72 Steel, to be able to go there because of the opportunities you mentioned and the pristine shoreline that he has created along that 8 or 10 mile stretch along the Ohio River. I mean, timing is everything.
Well, and he should be complimented by the environmentalists for what he did there.
Yep.
He owned that property. He bought it. He recovered it, reclaimed it for everybody. He didn't need to do that. He certainly had a lot of other things he could be doing, but he did that for the future of the region, for the future, particularly of Aliquippa, and he should be applauded for that.
Former Governor Tom Corbett talking about 72 Steel and their $218 million project that should be completed by 2025. A few more things they have to do, and then they'll sign off on the deal and they'll get started with construction. Before I let you go, I got to ask you just about the DA's race. Any thoughts about that?
Yes.
Yes, Dugan Zappala, you remember, right?
Right, right. Well, I've worked with Steve Zappala quite a bit during my time as Attorney General. As Attorney General, I believe he is the more qualified of the two individuals in that race. And you may see me in the future talking about that.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting, and it's going to be real interesting to see as we head towards the fall what happens to that name, which is very respected and rightfully so. When you look at this steel deal, now obviously we're not going to have the thousands and thousands of jobs in the steel industry, but I've said for the longest time, and I was so disappointed when U.S. Steel did not go forward with their corporate headquarters up on the Hill, that name still matters. Clairton, Edgar Thompson, that stuff still matters. Even though Meds and Eds and the tech jobs are great, people need to understand we need to continue to make things in this country, correct?
Absolutely. And we can make it right here. But we're going to make new names. You know, 72 is going to be a new name, and it's going to attract business. So we've got to build upon the past and continue into the future.
I got to tell you, in closing, I don't know if your ears were burning, but I've been watching this FDR thing on the History Channel, and I think a lot about you when I'm watching these historic figures. And to think about what FDR did and how the country really got up and running, and manufacturing was the reason we were able to win on two fronts. Harry Truman came in, obviously, as well. But he took an army of 100,000 and turned it into 12 million. And that war was simply paid for by war bonds and the American people who were coming off of a depression. So this country is still the greatest country in the world. And if you look at our history, there's no reason why we can't get back to building things in a big way in America, especially with all of the technology and the things that we have today.
I agree. And particularly the technology that we have been sending to China, we need to bring that all back. You know, they are not our friend. I know a lot of people have gone there. It's time to bring that all back. And keep it here in Pennsylvania or here in the United States. But I hopefully see a brighter future than what people are talking about right now. There's going to be disagreements between the progressives and everybody else. But I'm looking, I have six grandchildren between the ages of 7 and 14. I want them to have the kind of growth that we saw in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
Is that possible again in your mind, sir?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But they got to work for it.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's not going to be given to them.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell my children. I think they're getting it. But just some encouragement from you, I think, is going to go a long way. That generation, whoever they are, who's going to be the next generation, they have to realize, I don't think we have ever had this much opportunity in our country in the last 20, 25 years. I mean, it's ripe for the picking. There's a lot of opportunity out there right now, right?
Well, look at all the number of small businesses that have been created and have gotten to be huge, based upon just what's been going on with technology and the internet and the chips and so forth. Who knows what the next discovery is going to be? And it could be somebody that's sitting in chemistry class in a high school right now.
Mm. And the last thing I'm going to tell you, I want to commend you on what you did while you were governor about, you know, teaching about the Holocaust. And I think your heart was in the right place. And I think anybody following this synagogue shooting trial should understand why that's very important to continue to educate, correct?
Absolutely. And, you know, my concern is that, and this is just anecdotal, I'm not sure our young people are getting the history that we got. Now, I'm a baby boomer, so it was soon after the war. But I was watching Memorial Day weekend and thinking about that, and I didn't get a chance to talk to my grandchildren to find out, do they really understand what this is all about? And that's my mission for the summer.
I totally agree with you, sir. As always, Governor, I'm grateful for your time, and have a great summer. And if you need anything, please reach out.
Same will do. Thanks. Right. Talk to you later.
All right, there he goes, Tom Corbett. And one thing about Tom Corbett, the thing that I could never figure out, how people would say, well, he lost because he wasn't a good communicator. I've understood everything he has said anytime, and whenever he is on the air with me, I'm so proud that I'm an American, and I'm so proud that I live in the greatest country in the world.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.